2 Chronicles chapter 29. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abiah, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of Yahweh and repaired them. And he brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together to the east street, and said to them, Hear me, you Levites, and sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, and carry out the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed, and done evil in the eyes of Yahweh our Elohim, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of Yahweh, and turned their backs. And also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the Elohim of Israel. For this reason the wrath of Yahweh was upon Yehuda and Jerusalem, and he's delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, to hissing, as you see with your eyes. For our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, so that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, do not be now negligent, for Yahweh has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense. Then the Levites stood up. Mahath the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdi, and Azariah the son of Yehalelel, and of the Gershonites, Yoah the son of Zima, and Eden the son of Yoah, and of the sons of Elisaphan, Shimri, and Yeel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Heman, Yehiel and Shimei, and of the sons of Yeduthun, Shemaiah and Uziel. And they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves and came, according to the commandment of the king, by the words of Yahweh, to cleanse the house of Yahweh. And the priests went into the inner part of the house of Yahweh to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of Yahweh into the court of the house of Yahweh, and the Levites took to carry it out outside into the brook of the Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the porch of Yahweh. And so they sanctified the house of Yahweh in 8 days, and in the 16th day of the first month they made an end. And then they went into Hezekiah the king and said, We've cleansed all the house of Yahweh, and the altar of burnt offering with all the vessels of it, and the showbread table with all the vessels of it. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did throw away in his transgression have we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of Yahweh. Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of Yahweh. And they brought 7 bullocks and 7 rams and 7 lambs and 7 he-goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Yehuda. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them upon the altar of Yahweh. And so they killed the bullocks, and the priests received the blood, and sprinkled it upon the altar. Likewise, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled the blood upon the altar, and they killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. And they brought forth the he-goats, the sin offering, before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon them, and the priests killed them. And they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar, to make it atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded the burnt offering and the sin offering for all Israel. And he set Levites in the house of Yahweh with cymbals, with psalteries, with harps, according to the commandment of David and of God, the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet, for so was the commandment of Yahweh by his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets, and Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of Yahweh began as well with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. And all the congregation worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When they'd made an end of offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise to Yahweh with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. And Hezekiah answered and said, Now you've consecrated yourselves to Yahweh. Come near, bring sacrifices now and thank offerings into the house of Yahweh. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 70 bullocks, 100 rams, 200 lambs, all these for a burnt offering to Yahweh. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings. For this reason their brethren, the Levites, did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves, for the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests were. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of Yahweh was set in order, and Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, that Yahweh had prepared the people, for this thing was done suddenly. End of chapter.